grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it,
man. Chris Fowlweed.
What's up, dog?
Good afternoon.
How's it going? You're live from The Hemp Store, aren't you? Because it's a big old Thursday.
It is a big old Thursday. It's carrying a happy hour today.
Was close,
first Thursday of the month.
Okay.
So a bit of a party vibe going on K Road. Come on down, we're open late. And here we are. So yeah, I couldn't get away, unfortunately, to get up and see you guys. And but we're here.
Do you get
through the wonders of technology?
Do you get a special discount if you go to the shop in like a high vis or anything like that? Looking like you've been working on.
No.
Okay.
No, it's potential. It's good behaviour bond is more important to us than anything else.
Okay.
To be honest. No, we're not answering the phone. Stop ringing!
A one-man band in the hemp store.
Surely everyone that goes to the hemp store is listening to Marijuana Media right now.
Someone always calls at 420. I'll throw this in a goldfish bowl, eh?
Yeah, if you could just stop that, that'd be great.
Hey, Chris Fowley, J-Day on this past Saturday Albert Park. How was it?
How many pots did you smoke?
Well, it was, I would say, a splendid day. Magnificent. And awesome. Although I don't know, I'm lost for adjectives. There was a few thousand people there, and from all walks of life, all aspects of the cannabis culture, which, as we know, runs the gamut of ages. Good to see all the boomers showing up, of course, and defying stereotypes and that. It's not just about the youngies, and all kind of backgrounds and ethnic groups and different cultures and things, and I just love it. And it's such a positive day. Everyone there is enjoying themselves. We never have an issue, no kind of incidences or anything like that. Park is spotless at the end, because there's no booze in it,
Yeah, so, totally.
Was there anything that you saw there that was like, oh, that's kind of a new trend in weed?
A new trend in weed?
Yeah, are you noticing kind of new things popping off? Just.
Wow, I've never seen a joint like that before.
I think generally
Sam was saying there's a few gummies going around, apparently. Sam Smith being
I think the genetics increasingly, and for the products that people see, it's really following North America more than, before it was Holland, it was leading the world and where everything happened, because it was where people went, where the only place they could go to kind of base themselves. But, all the innovation really is in North America now. And we're seeing that in the genetics. And that kind of stuff's just unstoppable, as I'm sure customs are aware. They've got much better things to do. But you simply can't stop a seed from coming in. And so much better to control it, right, and have some controlled availability here.
True.
But, of course, we lost that, by 1% or whatever in the referendum. But that's
that
exactly
right?
What would have happened in a referendum. You go down to the shop and just buy your seeds or buy your seedling and go home and grow your own. And, So what though is increasingly happening, getting into the media stories, and people would have seen, I'm sure of it, because there's been quite a bit of coverage this week about green fairies being prosecuted, and it's been one case after the other coming through the media.
Oh, no.
And you have Sue Gray, who's a champion cannabis expert level lawyer, is saying that she's increasingly seeing it happen. That maybe there was a bit of a lull, in the Helen Kelly era, perhaps, when police might have backed off. But in more recent times, she's seen increasingly, they're using their discretion to actually go forward. And part of the problem here, and this is sort of getting behind, why this is going on, is that discretion clause that they passed in 2019, and said, hey, we're going to sort it all out. Don't worry, guys. This is, kind of like Decrim. And some people even said, why did they do that even in the lead up to the referendum? Because it kind of took the wind out of the sails, really, in terms of a reason to then vote yes. But but anyway, they did it. But it only applies to Section 7 of the Misuse of Drugs Act, which is possession and use. So it cannot be used in the case of cultivation or making a preparation, like a muffin or a brownie even. And that's where pretty much the entire medical side they actually can't use discretion for. The very people that it was really put in there for, it's just incredible. It's just another example of badly written amendments to the Misuse of Drugs Act, where they think they're fixing something and actually they end up making it a whole lot worse. Aww. Because the police took that as a message that, well, they can't use their discretion for that. Parliament's given them discretion for use and possession, but it's not given them discretion for cultivation and so-called manufacture. So, this is why we're seeing all these green fairies and patients and their families being brought through before the courts.
Yeah, I think it's also incredible. Just the fact that the what is legal is just far too expensive and ineffective, you know. So even if you want to go the proper route.
The legal products are generally effective if they've got the dose there, but the price is definitely an issue.
I've heard that they're actually not very effective. They don't have the punch that people are after. That's what I've heard.
Well, yeah, I guess everyone's different. But that's down to dosing, with your doctor in terms of the medical side. But
yep.
It's just incredible. But actually, this came up a bit because this morning I was giving a submission or a presentation to the Transport Committee at our Parliament, and this is chaired by Greg O'Connor, and it's hearing a bill, the drug driving bill, which we've spoken about a few times on the show, there's a lot of things about that bill that I really like, and overall I gave it a pretty good assessment. That was my pretty good, not gold star or anything, but pretty good, could do better. And but the general thing of what they say they're trying to do with making it equivalent to alcohol, this is all good, and being consistent with in terms of going after a consistent level of impairment rather than just trying to detect things, this is what it says and how it's being presented and that. But one of the things that's really good in it is that they've affirmed that there's a defence for people using medical cannabis under their doctor's guidance. So that's really good. But as I told the committee, only a tiny percent of people have got that. And the Ministry of Health says about 200,000 New Zealanders are using cannabis medicinally right now, and they've only given out 2,000 or 3,000 prescriptions the entire time. It's only 2 or 3% at most are actually accessing it legally or have ever accessed it legally.
Right.
And everyone else, won't have that kind of protection. So it's that kind of thing I think that they need to think about. But I was quite shocked actually to discover that their expert panel that they've convened to recommend where this cutoff level of impairment and the context is they've been saying this whole time will be consistent with alcohol, that's what's coming with this oral testing with a saliva with a swab and then a blood test is that it's set at a level that's consistent with our drink driving level because it's about impaired drivers. Don't forget, this is checkpoints on the street and police pulling people over who aren't doing anything, but just people at random and going, I want to search your bodily fluids. And so there's got to be a strong justification for that. Well, it turns out this expert panel have set a level of 1 nanogram is what they're recommending. And this is basically the detectable level, whereas an impaired person, like Colorado says above 6, a meta-analysis that we were citing of all the available research said it would be between 7 and 10. And certainly a new study that had recently come out showed that a regular cannabis consumer will always have a level of about 2 or maybe somewhere around there.
Right, which is not like alcohol, is it?
They're not impaired at all. They're not impaired at all, right? It's just like hanging around.
I wonder also
and
if
they're recommending a level of 1.
You go.
So basically this has gone from a really good drug driving bill instantly to what the hell? Basically it's going to be police checkpoints screening for cannabis consumers and... you either get a ticket, or if you contest it, you get a criminal record.
Now, so, Chris, were the transport agency receptive to what you had to say? I'm assuming you gave them this feedback when you spoke with them this afternoon.
I think the MPs are always very receptive to this, because often the officials are trying to sneak through, a bit of creep and going further than what might have been intended, or maybe it was an honest mistake and not worded the right way. So. I think they're always interested in receiving constructive feedback, and that's how you've got to present it. Be helpful and solution focused, and not just having a whinge.
Now, speaking of MPs, Chloe Swarbrick has come out. This is something that she has actually talked to us about in the past when she has spoken to us about cannabis law reform. She said a lot of national MPs privately do back cannabis law reform, but publicly may say no to it.
No, I tell you what, you know, welcome to cannabis law reform. Because, you know, that's like the history of MPs right there. They're always sympathetic in private, but it's what they do in public that counts, you know.
Yeah.
And what happens in private, what they say in a meeting, and if they don't follow through in public, you know, what's the point, right? It's what they do in public that counts.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be really good if some of those Nats could, if they actually exercised their conscience or had a conscience vote and weren't whipped by the party. Because remember, that's what Judith Collins did at the last election. She instructed all the MPs in their capacity as citizens, as human beings, when they were casting their own personal votes in the referendum, she instructed them to vote no. You know, that's different even from telling them what to do inside Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just incredible. So, but, you know, for Chloe, for what she and what everyone, I think, can see is really one of the best chances for law reform is to have a bill go through. Seeing as the government don't seem wanting to do it, that another bill is presented, for that to not just be languishing in the biscuit tin and hoping that it's drawn and that kind of thing, you get 61 MPs who aren't in cabinet to say, yeah, I'll support that on the first vote, and to get that 61, we probably need a dozen national MPs, and I think in private we would get that dozen national MPs.
Mm.
So it's a bit of a challenge to them. You know, do they have the courage of their convictions to actually stand up in Parliament, you know, for what they say they believe in private.
Mm. Now, Chris, you've sent us another article about a Bay of Plenty police officer who has crashed his patrol car while being 5 times over the legal limit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to, you know, if the guy's got a problem with alcohol, I certainly don't want to, put the guy through the public ringer, but it is in the media, and it's just interesting that it's in the week when the police seem so keen on prosecuting green fairies and the families of you know, kids with cancer and things like this. So you know, and then meanwhile it just shows, right, that this cop is drunk and speeding and crashes and could have caused a lot of harm, and the response there, which I think is an appropriate one, it's a health-based response that the police are doing to kind of help that guy who you know. So you know, it'd be nice to have that applied everywhere else, wouldn't it?
Totally. And lastly, Chris, do we want to just sort of have one last roundup of J-Day?
Mate, I would just like to thank everyone that came and everyone that helped make it happen. Jaffa Mafia and the DJs and performers, all the stall holders and vendors and you know, everyone that helped put in. And, you know, it's a big team effort in that. And it was great. So, you know, we'll see you at the next one. Next year's number 30. Next year, bloody hell.
Holy moly.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you very much once again. And it is a late night up on K-Road, so people can head on up to the hemp store and have a nosy.
Yeah, come on and entertain me with a good story. That's all I'm wanting.
Okay. Challenge accepted,
be
Chris.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Cheers, mate.
See you next week.
Bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.